This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudanese security forces shot and killed five people Monday using live ammunition to put an end to protests, according to protest organizers. The Sudanese Doctors Central Committee said snipers fired upon the student protest and all obeyed, leaving several wounded and five dead. Demonstrators were organizing to protest shortages of services in the region and what they see as an encroaching military presence. Protest leaders and Sudan's military leadership were scheduled to hold talks Tuesday about their power-sharing agreement that is expected to pave the way to full civilian rule. Under the recent agreement, a joint ruling committee would be in place for just over 3 years until elections take place. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. He also reiterated Beijing's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo told reporters those comments were fanning the flames of an already politically divided city.
The vision, the impression of Hong Kong is simply fundamentally wrong. They're so far away from Hong Kong people's real sentiments and demands, and they tried to make some feeble attempt to help retain what they assume would be security problems in Hong Kong. But then that wouldn't help the crises, governance and political crisis Hong Kong is facing.
Hong Kong bore the scars Monday of its eighth straight weekend of violent protests. Hard hats, umbrellas and water bottles littered some central streets. This is VOA News. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a gunman killed